Alan Humison is here. Alan Humison is the executive director of the Yolo County Visitors Bureau. Prior to that, Alan worked for several consumer magazines, including Sunset, Pacific Northwest, Civil War Times, and Country Journal. For a time in the 1990s, he ran a family-owned John Deere farm implement dealership in rural Ohio, where, you'll be glad to know, he recorded all of his own radio ads. He's been writing and publishing poetry, mostly for fun, not so much for profit, since the ninth grade. Very conveniently, he didn't tell us what year that was. We're still happy to have him. Alan Humison, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Good to have you here. I don't know if I prepped you on the sort of things that we'd be talking about. I want to talk about your poetry, but also about your work as the executive director of the Yolo County Visitors Bureau. What's the purpose of the Yolo County Visitors Bureau?
Well, we basically exist to promote Davis Woodland Winters and Yolo County at large as tourist destinations for food and wine, outdoor recreation, for farm tours, for overnight stays, for arts and culture. We have a variety of arts venues here in Davis, from the Mondavi Center to, you know, Art About on Second Fridays. In Winters, they have a plein air festival, and Fortify Restaurant is basically kind of a dining gallery, if you will. And if you like agricultural machinery, you can go to the Heidrick Ag History Center up in Woodland, and you know that is an art form in itself.
Absolutely.
All the little machines. So it's we have a great deal to offer here, and we're all about promoting it and getting people to come and see what a great place this is to visit.
So one of your jobs, then, is to be a permanent tourist, walking around Davis, walking around Winters in Woodland, seeing what there is to see, sampling it, figuring out the best way to sell what you see to others, bringing some more visitors.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. I tend to, you know, I like to meet people. I like to discover what's out there when there are new things. Like, for example, there's a new restaurant that just opened a week ago in Woodland called Smoky D's, and it's pretty good. It's slow smoked pork, brisket, chicken. He does his own mac and cheese, you know, sides. And it's, you know, so that's the kind of thing I'd like to find and let people know about.
Excellent. I'm always eager to find out about new restaurants. What was the art gallery restaurant in Winters that you mentioned?
It's called Fortify.
Fortify.
Yeah. It's on Railroad Avenue, just on the north side of Maine, just up from Turkovich.
A lot of Davisites like to, if they're fit enough, take that long bike ride between Davis and Winters and find Put a Creek Cafe or some other restaurant.
Right.
As a destination so that they can get replenished before they do the long bike ride back.
Yeah, well, for some people, it's not so long. It's about
right.
14 miles from here. But, yeah, Poudre Creek Cafe is a good spot. Steady Eddie's is a coffee shop, and they serve paninis and pastries and such. That's a very popular place. Some people, like sometimes later on in the day, they'll go to Facile, which is a tapas place.
Mm-hmm.
There's two wineries that have tasting rooms in Winters. And then there's Rootstock, which is sort of a specialty store, but they pour wine as well as do olive oil tastings from Yolo County producers. And another little place called Main Street Cellars, which does wine and beer tastings and Stinky Cheese. That's kind of their thing.
Excellent. A couple years ago, I went to Winters to see an outdoor production of Midsummer Night's Dream.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, that was a lot of fun. There are a lot of opportunities to see Shakespeare here in Davis, and the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble is well known. But it's terrific to find these little pockets of art and culture and performance in Winters and Woodland as well.
That's right. Woodland is, you know, of course, best known for the old Hopper House,
right.
You know, historic landmark there. But right now, this summer, Steve's Pizza is sponsoring a music series in the plaza right outside the Opera House. Basically, every weekend this month and several weekends in July or August and September. And it's all free. There's similar kinds of things going on in other parts of the county. And so there's an awful lot to explore.
That's great. Last time my sons and I were exploring Woodland, we were recommended to go to Steve's for pizza. And the food was good. And who knew that we were supporting live music by buying a pizza there? So that's encouraging.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, Alan Humison is my guest, and he's the executive director of the Yolo County Visitors Bureau. He's also a poet, and he's been known to read his poetry, perform his poetry around town. And I've seen him a number of times, especially at the Poetry Night Reading Series, which happens every first and third Thursday of the month at the John Atsoulis Gallery, which is at 521 First Street. And Alan, as I mentioned in your bio, you've been reading poetry and publishing poetry since the ninth grade. How is it that this was such an early and important interest of yours?
I don't really know. I just kind of got interested in writing when I was a kid, and I started writing short stories and poems, and I got a lot of encouragement from my ninth grade English teacher, John Freisinger, who actually made me get up in front of the class and read this 66-line poem I wrote, which was kind of embarrassing in a way. And the one thing he told me, he kept telling me to slow down. So I learned something about, you know, performance, I guess, and, taking the time to enunciate the words and understand the line and, you know, not just rush through it, but, you know, let it resonate a little bit.
That's great. And how about these days? You're still writing and performing poems. What sort of themes do you explore? Where and how does the value and the pleasure come from the work that you do with poetry now?
Well, I've tended to write about other people. To me, writing is a combination of observation and imagination. And so a lot of my poems are about other people or sort of, you know, individuals that I've dreamed up. It's a way for me to sort of explore, you know, my own inner being, to explore human nature. A lot of what I've done is sort of focused on work. So, like, for example, there was a poem I read at the poetry series called The Impressionist Painter, and it was basically sort of the day in the life of this fellow, but I was also trying to explore what the creative process is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've done other things kind of along that line, but just trying to explore, you know, human nature and kind of what that means to me, rather than, you know, being, say, deeply introspective in some poems. I mean, I've written some things like that. But,
right. That's great. Let me interrupt you because we've got a caller who wants to join us, and we'll see if he's got a question for you or for me or what. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Alan Humison and Dr. Andy. Do you have a question or comment?
I do have a question. You mentioned that your dad is from Ohio, and I went to college there. I went to Oberlin College recently back in the area, and I was really struck by the beauty of the landscape. And I'm wondering if he's ever written a poem about it.
Well, it was actually Idaho that he mentioned, rather than Ohio.
Okay.
That's right.
Then let me ask another question.
All right. Okay. We might still have things to say about Ohio. I do.
Okay.
But let's hear your second question.
How is the Bureau funded?
That's a good question. Here, let's take that one on first. Alan Humison, how is the Yolo County Visitors Bureau funded?
The cities collect a transient occupancy tax, and we get a piece of that.
And not everyone knows what the that TOT or
right.
What is that tax? How does it come to the individual cities?
Well, it's from the hotels.
Right.
And there's legislation, there's a mechanism for collecting it. The county actually collects it and they pass it through to the cities. So we get 1% of that tax that's collected. So it doesn't amount to a whole lot of money, but it allows us to have two other staffers and, do a lot of things. So, you know, we have a big website presence. We use social media. We're actually launching an online campaign to try and drive more traffic to our website. We recently started up a hotel booking service on our website so that people can actually make hotel reservations through us and, you know, book direct, trying to do a variety of things. We're also reaching out to neighboring visitor bureaus like in Sacramento and San Francisco. You know, the Bay Area is a big draw for us. So we're trying to find ways to leverage our assets with others to get people to come here.
That's great. Does that answer your question, caller?
It does. I have another one if you want to take it.
Sure. You're doing a good job so far. What's your next question?
You know, as a resident in the county, is there any place you think most residents don't know about that you would recommend they get familiar with? Any, like, particularly a more maybe a natural place?
That's a great question. Alan Humison, undiscovered gems in Yolo County?
Well, Cache Creek has two whitewater river rafting operations up there. So they're basically two-man rafts, and you can go for one day or an overnight, so, you know, like a two-day trip. People don't necessarily know that we've got whitewater rafting here in Yolo County.
Yeah.
There's Skydance skydivers out at the county airport. Every now and then you see people jumping out of an airplane. That's, you know, a pretty unusual thing. We do have, and this is getting to be better known, we have about 30 wineries here in the county, and maybe half of them have tasting rooms. But I guess one of the things that I have found is I've, you know, gone around is the quality of the wine in Yolo County is right up there with just about anybody else. And we're really starting to get some awards and getting some recognition for the wines that are produced here. And there's also about, there's more than a dozen olive oil producers here. One of the new things that's come on is the Yochadihe Wyndham Nation up in Brooks has just recently completed an olive oil pressing facility. 13,000 square feet. They're going to be producing their own oil and other oil, from other orchards up there. And that's a major development. And in about a year from now, they're going to have a tasting room for their wines and oils and other things. And I think that'll be a significant draw. It's across the street from a casino, but it's not a casino thing. It's a sustainable food thing.
That's great. So are you intrigued, caller, to head out to different parts of Yolo County you haven't seen before?
I am. I learned some new things just right now. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks so much for phoning Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Well, I think that, you know, what you were saying about wineries is important because Napa as a wine area is, you know, well storied. But, of course, they had their start once upon a time.
And, oh, yeah.
And here we are. Up to 30 wineries, did you say, in Yolo County?
Yeah.
And probably a lot of people don't know that. You know, they may have encountered one or two wineries here and there. But culture follows wine wherever it goes, historically and geographically, I'd say.
Yeah. We have one big winery, Bogle, down in Clarksburg, and, you know, they're pretty well spread out. But just yesterday I was talking to Duke Herringer, and he started Herringer Winery, which is housed in the old sugar mill. But he has his own label, and he produces Barbera and Cabernet and Chardonnay and Tempranillo. Most of his grapes come from Clarksburg. He does 1,200 cases, and you can find them in restaurants, nugget grocery stores, and his product is really, really good.
That's great. Do you have any sense of what it is about the soil or the climate that makes it well-suited for wine and olive oil?
For olive oil, you know, there's particularly up in the Cape Valley and further on up, the soil's a little grainy and dry, and you know, those trees do well in that kind of soil. And there's also a lot of heat.
Right.
And some of the bigger red wines that are grown here, you know, those Syrah and Barbera, you know, they like heat. I couldn't tell you too much about the actual soil itself.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ground here, obviously. But maybe you could have somebody else in some other time, and he can talk about it.
No doubt I will, or someone else will. We've had a radio show on this station called Local Dirt, which has explored exactly that.
Yeah.
So lots of opportunities to find out about local viticulture and culture. Well, when we come back, I'm going to ask Alan Humison to talk some more about his poetry. Do you have a poem to read today?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Excellent. We're going to hear an original poem by Alan Humison, who is the executive director of the Yolo County Visitors Bureau. We're going to hear now about poetry. And do you have a... We were talking to Cynthia Linville earlier about her writing regimen and how she tries to keep writing a joyful activity. What's your attitude or practice with regard to the regular production of poetry?
It's fairly irregular, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm involved in lots of different things, and it takes time, and I try to make time to do it, but it doesn't always happen. I don't have a set time when I sit down and try and bang something out.
Right.
Sometimes I've thought of things when I'm riding my bike, and I'll get off to the side of the road and, you know, try and write it down on my hand or something like that. Sometimes it's just, you know, when the mood takes me. That's kind of how it's gone.
That sounds fine. Do you you work in Woodland, don't you? Isn't that where the Visitors Bureau is?
No, it's headquartered here.
Oh, okay. Where is that located?
It's in the Hunt Boyer Mansion on 2nd and E Street. And we sort of a lobby, you know, visitor center area there, and then our offices are behind that.
That's great. Oh. And are you a bike commuter then?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I try to ride my bike when I can. Sometimes I need to drive my car because I got to go other places.
Absolutely.
And but I get out on my bike on the weekends a fair amount, and after work or whatever.
Great. When I'm struck by a poem and I'm on my bike, I usually just pull out the iPhone and start dictating.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is I'm thinking, and that seems to work pretty well as well.
Yeah.
Just to keep you from writing all over your hands.
Yeah.
What's the poem that you're going to share with listeners this afternoon?
Well, this is something I wrote when I was 23 years old. It's called The Old Poet. And at the time, it was just kind of a nice poem, I thought. I didn't think of it as being speculative, but maybe now I kind of do. And but I also thought I was thinking that this might be you at some point. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is called The Old Poet. Asleep at his table and chair, a cold cup of tea near his spotted hand, the old poet stirs and lifts his head, glimpsing the penumbra of dawn through the unclosed windows. Freed from the prison of sleep, recalling fragmentary dreams of sex and cities, telegrams, and escapes to wheat fields, he rises slowly, creaking, he thinks, like an old door, rubbing his penny-sized eyes. Below are pages, scribbled on, crossed out, blank, typed. They manage to confirm existence, rare Damascene imagery drawn like weary litter from his soul, a plenum of secrets. What is this, again? He mutters, a hand passing over the indent of his pillow, a pencil, then through his white hair. Quickly, he writes some lines concerning consciousness, his amazement never ceasing.
That's great. And it's called The Old Poet?
Yeah.
And it's by 23-year-old Alan Humison.
Yeah. A long time ago.
Good for you. I enjoyed that. It must be fun for you to, after the intervening years, to come across a poem of yours and to read it out loud and hear, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's some poems I've always liked and others I've kind of come back to and sort of fiddled with. There's one poem that I've been working on for about 10 years, and I think I'm done with it. I'm not quite sure. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd, you know, at the next Thursday reading, when I can get in, I'll whip it out and see what people think.
Excellent. That's great.
Yeah.
Do you, as an accomplished person and an executive director of the Yolo County Visitors Bureau, do you get any butterflies standing up in front of a crowd with a new poem or an old poem?
Yeah, a little, I guess. It reflects the confidence I have in the poem itself. I used to do some reading, you know, years ago when I was in college, and then sort of, you know, here and there over the years. I hadn't read in front of anybody for well over 10 years, at least 15 years maybe, when I showed up at your thing in this January. It was
Yeah.
the first time I'd done anything in a long, long time. And picked this one poem that I've always, you know, felt good about. I felt pretty confident about it, and I thought other people would respond well to it, and it worked out. So since then, I've felt pretty comfortable.
And as well you should. I've really enjoyed hearing your verse over the last 6 months, and
thanks.
Glad that you're able to make it to the Poetry Night reading series, which on September 6th, will include Cynthia Linville, who was my guest in the first half of this show. And on September 7th, that's my, can you believe this, 20th wedding anniversary.
Hey, all right.
I think that I should throw a party.
I think you should, too.
What do you think, Pia, party? She's given a big thumbs up on the party. Of course, she'll be moving out of town, so she won't have to help me with it. But a party to celebrate the 20-year marriage of Andy and Kate. So if you're a friend and you like dancing to funky music, keep your ears and eyes peeled. Really shouldn't peel your ears, but you get the idea. And I'll let you know as that comes closer to the 7th of September what we're going to be doing for that particular party. So, Alan, say something. You had mentioned the Arts and Cultural District right at the start. Tell me more about what that is and why that's important for your success as the head of the Yolo County Visitors Bureau.
Well, it's a designation that the city council gave to basically the downtown Davis area. I don't know that it has formal borders, and no one's really taken ownership of it yet. But what it suggests is that there are, you know, art venues, because there are galleries and actually, you know, working studios now, and musical events happening really all throughout the year, and, you know, events like yours, and there's also, you know, things that tie into campus as well. People from the Bay Area that we know about and, you know, from Sacramento are looking for other places to come, really enjoy Davis because there is this sort of vibrant community happening, and there are things to go see and hear. It's a very walkable downtown. It's well lit. There's good restaurants. You can go see a movie and get some dinner and, you know, catch a variety of things. Lots of the events will have some of the local wine being poured. So that's something that we can talk about and get people to come and stay. And, you know, they can come over for a couple of nights, bring their bikes, go to the farmer's market, go to the Hall of Fame, go explore a few wineries,
right,
come back, you know, listen to some good music. You know, it all kind of ties together.
And also, we shouldn't forget all of the new public art in downtown Davis. So many sculptures and murals, and high-quality art, too. I'm really worth an art walk.
Yeah. There's actually been some discussion about, you know, getting a sort of a comprehensive map of all the public art, not only in town, but maybe tying it into the art that's available to see on campus as well. And in an ambitious way, maybe have some guided tours. John Atsoulis has been interested in this, and there's been other conversations with myself, with Chamber and Downtown Davis Business Association people, and people on campus. So, you know, maybe that's something that's going to come together here in the next year or two. It would be really exciting to see it happen.
Absolutely. Well, we've come just about to the end of this radio show. Alan Humison, Executive Director of the Yolo County Visitors Bureau. You mentioned your website before. Could you remind me what the URL is?
Yes, it's yolocvb.org. And we have pretty much everything you want to know about Yolo County on there. You know, from hotels, restaurants, meeting venues, activities, calendar events, lots of news. We'll be having introducing a promotional video for Yolo County probably in a month or so. We're working on that. So we try and keep it fresh.
That's great. I think one thing you should think about, and I'll help you think about this, is the extent to which there should be a literary component to a tour of Davis or other cities. We have, of course, authors who live here now, authors such as, you know, Gary Snyder and Carl Shapiro, Sandra Gilbert, who's coming to the reading series this fall, who have taught here and who have read and performed here. And I think it'd be a great opportunity to bring to life some of that literary culture.
Yeah.
And think about ways to complement the art walk.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've just hatched that idea right here on the radio, and it'll come to fruition in the coming years with the help of Alan Humison, the Executive Director of the Yolo County Visitors Bureau. Thanks again for coming on the radio show.
Thank you for having me.